Spider-Man, Spider-Man does whatever Spider-Man. Look out, here comes Spider-Man. Welcome back to Cinema Central. I'm your host, DJ Ace, and it is time to talk about Spider-Man Far From Home, the latest movie in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and I am never singing again, so I apologize for that. The movie, of course, is now in theaters just in time for the 4th of July weekend here in America. And if you happen to be tuning in from the United States, happy 4th of July. Spider-Man Far From Home is another great entry not only in the MCU, but also in the current Spider-Man franchise. The movie not only serves as an appropriate epilogue to the Avengers Endgame, but also brings a hint at what the future Spider-Man and the greater MCU might be. Tom Holland once again shines as Peter Parker slash Spider-Man as he's sucked into a crazy adventure across the pond while also trying to maintain a semblance of normalcy. The film offers some good action and comedy while also developing our main characters. This is all capped off by a great performance by Jake Gyllenhaal as Mysterio. There will not be another movie in the MCU for quite a while, and while I do think a break is needed, I felt that this was a necessary but fulfilling capstone to the series thus far, and I look forward to what comes next. As always, this will be a spoiler review, so if you have not seen this movie yet, then I would encourage you to turn back now, go see it, come back, and hear my thoughts on the movie in depth. So, final warning, spoilers. I'm actually going to start with the villain, Mysterio, aka Quentin Beck, played by Jake Gyllenhaal. The reason for this is because every hero is only as good as their villain. Or at least that's how the saying goes. Now, I will admit, I went into this film with prior comic book knowledge and already knew that Mysterio would end up being the bad guy in this film. So if you were surprised by him being the bad guy, good for you. I hope that made you enjoy it even more. But even though I knew, I think it was still a pretty cool twist in the movie. I am also of the opinion that in the scene when he showed his true colors at the bar, had this been a musical, that would have been the perfect moment for a bad guy song. I personally really enjoy the villains in these movies that are not superpowered like the heroes are and have to rely on their intelligence and mastermind plans to get what they want. And that is exactly what Mysterio brings by using nothing but the power of technology and illusion. I like that they tied him and his cohorts into the greater MCU and made his motivations clear. And again, I thought he did a great job at portraying the character. The only thing I didn't like was that he was another one-shot villain, seeing as they killed him at the end of the movie. But more on that later. These Spider-Man movies have a lot of good secondary characters, including Ned, but I did feel that he took a bit of a backseat in this film and is more of a comic relief. But in all fairness, that was because this movie is really about building up the relationship between MJ and Peter, and that pays off in the end of the film. But I still can't help but feel a little sorry for Ned. Not to say he wasn't there, I'm just saying he had a bit of a reduced role. Speaking of other characters having more to do, Happy Hogan had a lot more to do in this film. I actually think he had more screen time in this movie than he had in previous films. And while he has somewhat creepy relationship brewing with Aunt May, I think it is fitting that he has taken this kind of guardian persona with Peter now that Tony was gone. I did really enjoy Peter's interaction with Nick Fury throughout the film because Peter is just trying not to be Spider-Man for once in his life, but Nick Fury is all like, hey, I need you to help me with this whole elemental business, which, you know, turned out to be fake anyway. But it was made very clear throughout the movie that Peter's whole thing is just to be himself for a minute and not have to worry about saving the world and keeping his identity a secret, but more on that later. What was very striking to me in this film was the interesting parallels the movie draws to our world. So Mysterio is a fake, or rather a charlatan. And right at the end, he has this line that I can't quite remember, but something like, people want to believe in something so they will believe in anything. And I am just like, dang, how true is that? And in this fictional universe, of course, the thing people want to know is who will be the next Iron Man, which is the crux of the whole plot when Tony leaves Peter these crazy powerful sunglasses that can basically control the world. Good job, Tony. You gave a 16-year-old the power to rule the world. I'm like, what were you thinking? But it's Tony Stark we're talking about. That sounds about right for his level of responsibility. Also, while I know that the teachers in this film were really exaggerated, I just want to give a shout out to all the school teachers out there that have to chaperone class trips. I hope your trips don't go nearly as bad as the one in this movie. And here we go, the big one. We're talking about the ending. So if you've listened up to this point and haven't seen the movie, well, you're crazy. But now I am talking about the end of the movie. So this is your final spoiler warning. So here we go. So Mysterio dies at the end, but I would profess, are we really sure a master of illusion is really dead? Either way, it's his legacy that'll live on. He knew exactly how to win the war, even if he lost the battle. At the end of the movie, he releases a video framing Spider-Man as a villain, but not only that, he tells the world what his secret identity is. Peter's whole argument throughout the whole movie is keeping that sense of normalcy in his life while also being a superhero. That whole happy ending just literally went up in smoke. Not only that, but it was delivered by none other than J.K. Simmons, who is the only man on this earth who should ever play J. Jonah Jameson. Peter's life, as he knows it, is completely done for, and with that, Mysterio gets the last laugh. But the oh my gosh moments don't end there. The second post-credit scene, we find out that after the snap, I refuse to call it the blip, Maria Hill and Nick Fury were replaced by Skrulls. And Nick Fury is in deep space for who knows what reason, undoubtedly doing something with Captain Marvel. So that just raised all sorts of questions for the foreseeable future of the MCU, and I loved it. So that about wraps up my thoughts for the movie Spider-Man Far From Home. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. I will admit, I really needed a good one, guys. A lot of the films that I've seen this summer have not been the greatest. I mentioned before that this will be the last MCU film for a while, with a new movie not slated for until May 2020. But there will be plenty of movies in the meantime to keep me busy and all of us entertained. Thanks again for listening. I'm DJ Ace. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button before you go. And you can follow me on the socials at Ace Cinema Central. And have a safe and enjoyable 4th of July.
Booyah!